Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate, episode 78, hour number two. So great to be with you guys today. So great to be back. Family coming into town on Friday. Really looking forward to that. Gonna do things, like go to Falls Park on the Reedy, things that Lonzo hasn't done despite living here for 20 years. It's amazing.
I have a question that's a little bit on what you just said.
Sure.
You're giving the episode numbers every time. I am curious, are we going to do something special on milestone episodes? And what would you consider a milestone number of episodes of the show?
Yeah, I think 100. 100? Is a milestone episode. Okay, do you think?
So that one's approaching, but after 100, what's next? 500?
I think 500. Yeah,
okay.
I think we're the same page there.
Right.
And then 1,000 after that,
yep.
Right?
All
500,
right.
But episode 500, I mean, Lonzo, roughly, we will do almost 250 shows in a year, right? Because you get a couple weeks off during the year. You might have a few sick days above and beyond that, a couple personal days. But roughly, you'll do about 250 shows in a 365-day calendar year, right? So right around the end of next year, or the beginning of the following year, we'll be getting to around episode 500 together, right? So that would be awesome. Do you agree with that? Do you agree with that special? And what should we do? Let's ask our audiences, what should we do I think at episode 50, I asked our audience, Lonzo, what were the most memorable moments that they had? Somebody came up with the game show where you said Abilene Christian was part of Butte, Montana, even though they're in Texas. You had to guess the location and the mascot for the school. And you said Abilene Christian, located in Texas, was actually located in Butte, Montana, and they are known as the Platypi, which is still one of my favorite moments of the show.
I am honored to be a part of something that is someone's favorite. I appreciate it.
There you go. There you go. So what should we do? What do you think?
I don't know. But we got a little bit of time to come up with something. But we do need to come up with something.
Yeah, we are, episode 78 means we're right about 1 month away from hitting episode 100, right? This time, mid-June, we're going to be right at episode 100. Pretty awesome. Pretty, pretty awesome. A texter has said, Mark, if you had a son and he got a scholarship to play at FSU, would you refuse to cheer for FSU even though your son is playing? This texter has created a nightmare scenario for me, okay? A nightmare scenario. So here's how I would answer you, texter. I would say I would do everything in my human power to dissuade my son from going to Florida State. Anything in my power, okay? Then if he went to Florida State, despite my best wishes for him not to, I think it would be very hard not to root for my son. So I would root for my son to perform through the roof and get the hell out of there and go pro. And I would root for his team to lose. It would be selfishly rooting for my son. Yes, son, rush for 200 yards today and then get the hell out of Dodge, right? Then get the hell out of Dodge, get out of there. But I would do everything in my power. See, I think my kid would grow up being a Gator fan, and therefore I wouldn't have to worry about that. If you're a Gator fan, you're never going to consider Florida State, right? That'll never happen. It'll never happen. You'll never have to worry about that. So anyway, I mean, I appreciate the question, texter. I really, really do. But I wouldn't. That wouldn't be all right with me. In no way, shape, or form would that be okay with me.
What if your son was a quarterback?
Yeah, go to Florida.
No. What if he's a quarterback? He gets drafted by Florida State. You can't root
for... Well, he can't
get
drafted by Florida State. He'd be signed by Florida State.
You can't get drafted. It's a booster draft.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
gotcha.
So let's say he decides to go to Florida State on scholarship. You can't root for him to do well and them not win. I mean, if the quarterback does well, chances are they're going to win, right? I'm just... throwing that out there.
Yeah, no, but you can't. I don't want him to win at Florida State. Okay, I just don't want that to happen. I don't want that to happen at all. All right, so understand that, because that's the heart of the matter here. All right, so I've said here that I believe this to be the most awkward situation in all of sports. And Joe Flacco is the quarterback of the Denver Broncos, right? And Joe Flacco is on record as saying that, he was asked, are you going to mentor, are you going to groom Drew Locke? I was talking to my buddy Matt Hogan about this today. Matt is kind of a coordinating producer for our show. Lonzo's the executive producer for our show. But Matt said to me, it's not Joe Flacco's job to groom Drew Locke. His job is to win now, be his best, be so competitive that Locke has no choice but to try to beat him out. And do I think it's the job of a star quarterback to groom his potential replacement? How would you answer this if I'm talking about it in the context of Cam Newton and Will Greer? Is it? And think about the level of awkwardness that exists there. Think about the awkwardness that exists there, right, between Cam Newton and Will Greer. You're working with someone that you know wants to take your job. Is it Cam's job to groom Will Greer? Is it Flacco's job to groom? Folks, I'm going to be real with you right now, okay? And because this and so many other things parallel with other professions that involve sheer competitiveness, and sports radio, sports media is one of them. I once made a host in Houston very uncomfortable. I was filling in on his show. He was the regular morning drive host, and I drew a parallel to something happening in sports, and I said to him live on the air, if I were you, I wouldn't want me to do that great today. Because if I'm great, if I perform so well that they can't keep me on the bench, then that's threatening to you, right? And see, I'm an open guy. I can have these conversations on the air, but the guy I was hosting with was really uptight, and he couldn't handle that. And the program director never put me with him again during the 2 years I was there. You know, Lonzo, I talk about everything.
Yeah, here's the problem, and I don't know if it is such a problem. There is a great paranoia in radio, and I'm sure it's that way in other businesses, but this is a very competitive business, and I've been here. I'm working on my 20th year. I have trained so many people, and every time I train someone, I think about, is this person going to replace me? And at one point in my career, someone I trained got a job ahead of me. And
here,
yes.
Wow.
The job I have now, executive producer, which has a lot more to do in the building than people would think. But I was already doing all the work. The other guy got the job, a guy I trained, but he's someone who I really, really liked. I think that helped me with it. But he got the job and I didn't. And the first day I trained him, he almost quit because it was too much to handle. And then you see this guy, and you know, there should be a certain amount of pride, I guess, you train
someone.
Who is
the guy? Do we know?
His name is Skip Key. He's no longer with us.
Okay.
He died a few years ago. So
okay.
he got the job ahead of me, and I had no problem against him. But I always think about that every time I train someone, and there are a couple people still in the building who I trained who are still here, and there's always a chance that they're going to take your place. And so then you think, okay, do I not train them the best I can? Because if I teach them everything and they're better than me, they're going to take my place. Eventually, I'm going to lose my job because I'm getting older. Eventually, technology is going to get so far ahead of me that I can't keep up with it. And in the case of the quarterbacks, you know what? I agree with Matt Hogan. It's not their job to mentor. It's not their job to teach the guy underneath them, because that guy's trying to take their place. Their job is to be the best they can be. They shouldn't be negative towards the guy. If the guy comes and asks them questions, you should answer the questions and think, you don't need to be a punk about it, but you don't need to go out of your way to say, hey, man, why don't you do this way? Why don't you do this way? Because it's up to them to learn by watching you.
So here's how I look at this, okay? I disagree, Lonzo. I think it is Cam Newton's job to groom Will Greer, to coach him up, to show him tricks of the trade. But just like it's if we're going to have, you know, like I've had to recruit guys that you will hear on our station when I'm not here, right? Two of the three guys on our bench right now are guys that I've recruited. So it's a really kind of an awkward thing because I do want, when I'm not in, Lonzo, I do want them to perform well. I want the
Man, they do such a great job when you're not here. You would not believe.
I want the audience to enjoy the show. I want the audience to participate in the show. But in a moment of total honesty, I want them to be good, Lonzo. I don't want them to be great, right? I don't want them to be better than what we're doing. And I always feel like this, like when Cam Newton is injured, let's say the Carolina Panthers are 4-4 and Cam Newton gets hurt. And then suddenly Will Greer comes in and they're 3-0 without him. You're not enjoying that if you're Cam Newton. Half of you, you're supposed to be there on the sideline cheering on your team. But a big part of you is kind of hoping Will Greer throws four interceptions there. And it's human nature. And it's incredibly awkward. So, yes, you coach them up. Lonzo, there's people in this building that auditioned for the job that I got that were jealous and local people in the local media that blew up, you know, like other people that work for us here at ESPN Upstate got angry messages from local media people who didn't get this job. Like, oh my God, they're hiring an outsider. I can't believe they're hiring an outsider. That level of vengeance and vindictiveness and jealousy very much exists in our business. So if you're Cam Newton, you want Will Greer to be good. You don't want him to be great. If you're Mark Ryan, you want the bench guys to do well. You don't want them to be great. You don't want them to be better than you. It's just the nature of the beast. Let's get to Steven before we're out. Steven, thanks so much for the call. Steven, you're offsides. Go ahead.
Hey, Mark, I'm going to have to throw a flag on you. You,
I haven't heard that sound in quite a while. I have someone is throwing a flag on me. What did I do today, Steven?
Yes, sir. Earlier in the show, you said you couldn't grow up one way and then convert over. But if I remember correctly, earlier in one of the shows, you mentioned being a Florida State fan and then winding up at Florida.
Okay, so let me make that very clear to you, Stephen. And number one, thank you so very much for how attentively you're listening to the show on a daily basis. When I moved to Florida, okay, was 1991. I graduated high school 1995, right? Between 91 and 94, I was a Florida State fan because my neighbors across the street were obnoxious as hell. They had the Gator truck. They were arrogant. They were annoying. And I wanted to see them unhappy, right? So, yes, for a few-year period, I was a Florida State fan first. Why did I allow myself to go to Florida? Because, number one, I didn't grow up with Florida State. I moved into that as a teenager, okay? Number two, Florida had a better school. So, yes, I flirted with Florida State for a couple of years, Stephen. But, oh, Stephen dropped? Oh, I didn't even get to finish the call. I flirted with
threw the flag and ran. I don't.
Yeah,
blame him.
I flirted with Florida State for a couple of years, but I didn't. I wasn't born into Florida State Seminolehood. I never was. I never has. I never will. That's true. But respect the memory of Steven to be able to trace that back. What's up, Lonzo?
I should throw in that, especially with our off-air conversation. You said I never was. I never was. I never has.
Oh, okay. Okay. Grammatically incorrect, right? Yeah, I dropped something that was grammatically incorrect there. So let me ask you this. Have any of you been in a situation in your job where you've been asked to groom somebody that is going to kind of do the same thing that you do? And like, you know, is Joe Flacco right for saying that he's not here to mentor Drew Lock? Is he right for saying this?
I think that is... Like I said, it's kind of Rich's job, you know, and it's to be in that quarterback room and watch, and that's how you can develop. Listen, I got so many things to worry about. I'm trying to go out there and play good football. I'm trying to go out there and play the best football of my life. So as far as a time constraint and all that stuff, I'm not worried about developing guys or any of that. You know, that is what it is. And like I said, I hope he does develop, but I don't look at that as my job. My job is to go win football games for this football team.
Alonzo, Alonzo, you and I have a boss by the name of Mark Hendricks. Do you think Mark would be okay if you and I went into his office and said, Mark, I've got so much on my plate right now. I don't have the time to develop these guys. You know, my job is to be the best host I can be, and really that's your job to develop these guys. It's not my job to develop the guys that fill in when I'm out.
I think I might be able to get away with that. I'm not so sure about you.
Why would you get away with it and me not?
Shall we talk about every single job that I have?
Oh, well, you do a lot of different things around here. You do a lot of different things.
No, you're right. You should never go to your boss and say that. When your boss says, hey, I need you to do this, even though you really don't have time, it's your boss telling you to do it, so you say yes.
So even if Cam Newton is going to groom Will Greer, you know what I would do? There are tricks of the trade that I have, Lonzo, that I know because I've been blessed to have the best mentors in the nation, right? My mentor, and those of you that that follow me on Twitter may have seen this over the weekend, I retweeted a photo of myself, Chad Scott, and Christy Dosh, right? I don't know if you saw that, Lonzo, but we were out to breakfast on Saturday. Chad Scott is the former executive producer of The Herd with Colin Cowherd, my mentor. Okay, critiques my stuff. My other mentor is the former executive producer of The Dan Patrick Show, Owen Murphy. I've been blessed to have two of the best mentors in the country. Some of the knowledge that they've imparted upon me, even though I'm grooming somebody else, those are secrets that I hold near and dear to my heart. So Cam Newton, yes, you can groom Will Greer, but you don't have to share with him all your secrets. Joe Flacco, yes, you can groom Drew Lock. But you don't have to expose all of your secrets that would therefore not make you special anymore if everybody knew them. Lonzo, I have secrets in this industry, secrets that I've found to improve a show's ratings and connectivity. And if you listen carefully over the show, you can probably hear elements that I insert into the show that would qualify as my secrets. But things that I do on this show within, in terms of the format, in terms of how we do things, in terms of what I'm doing, there are secrets there that I would never tell anybody because it's my competitive advantage, right? Would never share that with a soul. All right, coming up next, he's not on the hot seat yet, but should he be? You're listening to Offsides with Mark Ryan. It's right here on ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be with you on a Super Tuesday edition of the show. The championship of our pet peeve bracket will be introduced for your voting pleasure in the top three at three today. Cannot wait to see what the biggest pet peeve in the upstate region will be. Lonzo has called his shot from the very beginning. We will see if Lonzo is correct between 3 p.m. and midnight today, at which point the voting will close. A check on the text line where a texter says, "What wimps? Joe Wacko, I was a drill sergeant, and that is a job to develop men and women into soldiers. I didn't ask to do that. I was told to do it." And, you know, like, a high tide rises all ships, right? I mean, it raises all ships, and we've heard that before. You want your teammates to do well. You do want your teammates to do well. But in a position like quarterback, there's only a spot for one of you. How great does Cam Newton truly want Will Greer to be? You know what I mean? Like, I think he's okay if he's good, but he doesn't want him to be great. And it's the same with anybody in a very competitive environment, in a very, very competitive field. It's the same with anybody. If you have to train up somebody who's going to do the same thing you do, do you really want them to be better than you? Even if it's good for the company, do you want them to be better than you? No. And that's why it's the most awkward thing in sports. When you're watching a backup light it up, and then they show the starter, the incumbent who's injured, standing on the sideline watching that, what is going on inside that incumbent starter having to see that is the most awkward thing you could ever have to see in sports. It truly, truly is. I'll tell you what. When you talk about Will Muschamp at South Carolina, my belief is that unless Will wins four games or fewer this year, hardest schedule in the nation, Florida, Georgia, Texas A&M, Clemson, and Alabama are lined up on the schedule, all right? But I don't think Will's in danger unless he wins four games or fewer, right? Let's be honest. There are things that can get everybody fired, right? I'd like to think I'm in a pretty good spot here at ESPN Upstate. I've been here. Oh, but wow, Lonzo. Wow. 4 months to 4 months ago today was my first show. Okay. So I've been here now 4 months today, for January 14th to May 14th, my first show, right? 4 months on the air, exactly one third of a year. I've now been here and I've been hosting the show, right? And
proof that I can endure torture.
Thanks, Lonzo. You now made me lose my train of thought. You know, you now successfully did that. But I'd like to believe that I've attained some goodwill here from people in the building. They like what we're doing. Lonzo, I could do things. I could say things that would get me fired before this show was even over. Okay, and there are certain things that any of us can do that would lose their jobs. For me, and we've had a segment about this. I said, what would cost Dabo Swinney his job? Three straight losing seasons would cost Dabo Swinney his job, even with all the equity he's built. Now, he's not going to have three straight losing seasons, but if he did, that would cost him his job. Will Muschamp, for me, would be not being good by next year, not being good by 2020, but he can't lay an egg this year with a brutal schedule. You can't lay an egg with the 19th best recruiting class on average over the last 4 years. Here's Paul Feinbaum on Will Muschamp. Paul says, quote, his seat probably should be hot, but I'm not sure it is, Feinbaum said. I say this only because I've talked to the president of South Carolina and the athletic director recently, and they've put up this stiff upper lip about Will Muschamp. I think it'd be I think it would take an absolute disaster of a season to unload him because they're now blaming Spurrier for everything that has gone wrong in Will Muschamp's tenure. That's interesting to me. I didn't know that. Ray Tanner the other day said, quote, we all love Coach Spurrier, but he didn't leave the program in great shape from a recruiting standpoint. I think that's ridiculous at this point, Feinbaum continues. We all know Muschamp and Kirby Smart have been at their programs for the same exact time. One was left in better shape, but when you're in year four...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You really ought to just knock off on the excuses. I thought last year was certainly underperforming, and the schedule this year is extremely difficult. I don't think he's going to lose his job this year. I think South Carolina people are more setting it up for the next year if things go haywire. And I do as well. I do as well. But Paul Feinbaum says that Will Muschamp should be on the hot seat right now. Is he right? 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN. Lonzo.
Oh, he's absolutely right. And
he should be on the hot seat now.
He should be, and I've said that for a while. And the main thing, the reason why I've been saying that is, and I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to say it forever as long as he's there until he improves it. He's a defensive coach, and the defense can't tackle. They couldn't tackle wind. They can't tackle anything. When you're watching guys run by and you're just looking like, what am I supposed to do? That's a problem. And, you know, if you're a defensive coach and you come in, that should be the strongest part of your team. It is not. It has not. And hopefully it changes this year. If it doesn't, he needs to be gone.
Wow. If it doesn't change this year, I mean, so what is your expectation? Set the bar. What is the bar?
Here's the thing. I'm not talking about record because we know that they have one of the hardest, if not the hardest schedule in college football. I just want to see a defensive improvement, and it's not just about wins and losses. It's about looking at these guys and see that they have the heart to play. They've been coached well and they're trying. And that's one thing that you cannot say the last couple of years about the defense. And yes, I know they've had injuries, but your backups need to know how to play too. And these guys don't look like they know how.
Oh my God. Just coming into my Twitter feed is, you know, and I just shared with you that Joe Flacco and Drew Lock in Denver, Cam Newton and possibly grooming Will Greer at Carolina is the most awkward thing in sports. My main man, Lance Burns, P1 listener of our show, right? Avid listener of our show, dropped this on me via Twitter just now. Worst thing I ever had to do, but oh my God, I couldn't do this. I couldn't do it. Worst thing I ever had to do was train a guy at my job who was married to my ex-fiance. No way. I would quit before I do that.
But you know what that does? It shows the trust in the company in you, especially if they know the situation, that you're such a company guy. They believe that you're gonna do the right thing,
Lance,
and train them well.
Lance, did your company know the situation? I mean, did they make you train that guy knowing that potentially your ex-fiance left you and then went to this guy? I mean, did they know the situation? I would never be able to do that. I would leave the company before they even asked me to do that. Because for me, like, those hit hard, man. Romantic relationships, failed romantic relationships hit hard. The most pain I've ever been in my life, okay? Now, you can rate emotional and physical pain. You can put them in the same scale if you want to. I would take any degree of physical pain versus the emotional pain that I felt when each of my two engagements failed. I was just, Lonzo, I was despondent for months on end. Months, you know? I wouldn't do that. Asked to train a guy at his job who married his ex-fiance. Lance, I mean, if you did that...
You win, kind
of. If you did that, you are a bigger man than I am, and I give you a massive amount of props for doing that because I couldn't do it. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Could you do that? I mean, I'd far rather mentor Drew Lock as Joe Flacco or far rather mentor Will Greer, even though I know they want my job. But now I got to mentor somebody who wants my job and who's sleeping with my ex-fiance. No. No. Can't do it. Not going to do it. I quit. Lance, forget it.
So you wouldn't take the chance of training them well, but training them in a way where you knew they'd get fired?
See, that's underhanded, Lonzo. That's evil. That's evil. You're going to train them
so
in a way.
So is the company making you train that person in that situation.
But you can leave the company. You can leave the company. You can always get a different job. You can always get another job, right? I mean, I really feel for my man Lance here. All right. Coming up next, it's time to do a little ditty we call Either Or. Chris Paul did something that many people are calling offsides over the weekend. We'll tackle that question next. Right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. A check on the text line. Your ego in life and self-love should keep you out of all committed relationships. There's no room in your life for another. Sounds like a lonely man listening out.
Are you sure they're not talking about you? I'm just saying.
He says there's no room in your life for another.
How did he spell your?
You are. You are. In self-love. You know, how do you know how much I love myself? Maybe I don't like myself that much. You don't know that. You don't know that. That's, I mean, I haven't opened up about a lot of that stuff. Let's see here. Okay, so Penny says that, speaking to Lance Burns, and Lance Burns has responded here on Twitter, because we've been talking about this. As to the question, should Cam Newton have to groom Will Greer? Is that part of his job? And I said it's the most awkward thing in all of sports. And Lance said, worst thing ever. I had to train a guy who was at my job who was married to my ex-fiance. And you and I, Lonzo, were debating whether his company knew that it was his ex-fiance. And Lance said, yes, my manager knew. I was on vacation and came back with them having hired him. Okay? Hey, welcome back to work. Here is who you'll be training here. You know this guy? Oh, you do know this guy. Oh, well, good. You guys will have a little rapport then.
That sounds like a radio move.
So, Lance, you do it? What happened? Did you actually train the guy? Like, give me more about how that goes. Call in if you'd like, 1-844-477-3776. Lance is probably like, I can't. The guy's right here.
I'm going to say, he's your boss now.
I can't call in.
But Mark Ryan's already said your name all over the place, like five times.
No, it's all right. It's all right. You tweet into the show knowing that we're going to get to your tweets. We're the most interactive sports radio show in the upstate. Penny texts in and says, hey, she was an ex for a reason. Maybe Lance dumped her, and every day he trained that guy, he was like, damn, did I dodge a bullet? Woo! I mean, maybe. I don't know the situation. All I know is I wouldn't do it. There's no way. You know, we all have limits of what we will do, right? And that's not something I am willing to take on. That's not something I'm willing to do. By the way, people now are sending me cringing GIFs on social media right now after hearing poor Lance's story here on the show. Okay, time to do a little ditty we do each and every day. It's called Either Or, and Either Or. All right, so Lonzo, here we go. HBO and the NFL are, and I always wondered how this works, you know, like, because nobody wants to be on the show Hard Knocks. You ever seen that show, Hard Knocks?
I've watched bits and pieces of it.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's really damn good. It's so insightful. It's so behind the scenes. You guys know I love to remove the ropes and bring you into the process of building a show. That brings you into your favorite team's training camp. It's fantastic. But anyway, I now know the formula, Lonzo, for how they select the Hard Knocks team. The NFL selects it. You don't have a choice, right? It's not like a team chooses to be on that. Who would want to do that? You can't have a first-year head coach. They won't make you do it if you haven't made the playoffs the last 2 years. Or they won't make you do it if you've been on Hard Knocks in the last 10 years. But if you've had a coach who's been there longer than a year, if you've made the playoffs, if you haven't made the playoffs in 2 years or more, and if you haven't been on the show the last 10 years, you have no way out. That you are a candidate to be on Hard Knocks. So with all that being said, the four candidates that remain that fit that criteria after the NFL has just eliminated the 49ers from contention are the Raiders, the Lions, the Redskins, and the Giants. Raiders, Lions, Redskins, and Giants. Who should be on Hard Knocks this year?
Obvious choice, Raiders.
Why?
No doubt. Because of Gruden and all the changes he's made, because of his GM. There are just so many different. It would be more entertaining than the other ones.
Yeah?
There's a reason why Gruden made so much money when he was in the Monday night football booth, because he's entertaining. So if you get a lot of Gruden and you get behind the scenes of Gruden, people want to see that. People watched his quarterback school. People watched all that stuff.
I think Gruden would be fascinating. But the Giants and Dave Gettleman, and having selected Daniel Jones and no Odell Beckham anymore, right? And then how much of a bust is Daniel Jones and Dave Gettleman? And I think that whole dynamic with Eli Manning trying to hold on to his job, Daniel Jones being the new horse in the stable, I think that's captivating as hell.
See, there will be whole episodes of Eli Manning looking slack-jawed at the camera and saying nothing. That's not exciting.
You think so?
Yes.
What do you guys think, Raiders or Giants for Hard Knocks this year? Which would be your choice? Lonzo says Raiders. I say Giants. Lonzo, what do you got?
All right. As you get older, and you're getting older, whether you want to say you are or not, because we're all getting older every day, which would you rather lose, your hair or your memory?
No, dude. Without your memory, you're nothing. Okay? I learned that when I lost my train of thought in the middle of a segment about a month ago. Okay? Without your memory, you have nothing. Take away my hair, brother. I can do hair plugs. All right? I can do it. There's no doubt about it. I can do it. Okay? You can't function without your memory, though. By the way, I feel like I'm losing my hair because my hair is slowly turning white. Okay? It's a very sad day for me. Every single day I have a new white hair. Ladies of the upstate, can I ask you this question? Is it okay? You know, Lonzo, I'm going to save this for either. We're in either or right now.
Yes, we are.
Why can't I do
it? All right, so you've just proven my whole point. All right, because you're already losing your memory, but you really care about your hair. I'm saying.
Onsides or offsides? A man dyeing his hair, okay? A man adding color to his hair. Is that onsides or offsides? Women of the upstate, I implore you. I would very much like your input. Lonzo, how would you answer that?
My question or the question you just asked? My question is I would rather lose my memory.
No way. You're not. You won't even realize if you have hair if you lose your
memory.
That's
the whole point,
right?
That is the whole point. I'm already losing my memory, so that's why I put that on there. And somebody else in the room might be losing theirs too. I don't know who that might be.
Okay. Well, thanks, Lonzo. I appreciate it. Maybe, perhaps I am.
Your hair looks good today, though.
No,
I don't want to take credit for all that white hair that you're getting each day. I'd like to think that I'm part of the reason why that's happening.
You are causing a great deal of white hair. I've noticed more since I've had to work with you on a daily basis. So what do you think, Lonzo? Onsides or offsides?
For
a man to color his hair.
Here's the thing. It's your hair. Do what you want to with it. If you want to color it, color it. It doesn't matter what other people think as long as you like it. So do it. Color it. Go for it.
What else you got, Lonzo?
It's your turn.
I just went.
No. Oh, so you went on top of mine. Okay. All right. Which would you rather submit to? I just like the look of submission. I'm Mark Ryan. I don't submit to anybody. An arm bar or a rear naked choke? This is a sports question. Do you know what an arm bar or rear naked choke are?
Yeah, I do.
Which would you rather submit to?
I do. I would rather submit to a rear naked choke than an arm bar for this reason. If I'm being rear naked choked, first of all, that sounds like sexually it might be fun, okay? But first of all, I'm probably not going to be conscious, so I won't remember any of it, okay? The arm bar, you're like snapping my limbs like a pretzel. I'm not down with that, okay? Arms are not supposed to bend the way that they bend them with the arm bars. It's very disturbing for me to see that. So, Lonzo, all day, the rear naked choke, okay, can be much better than the arm bar for a wide variety of reasons.
All right, I'm going with rear naked choke also because you will fade after a while. There'll be glitter in your eyesight, but you can see your arm being bent the wrong way. No, thank you.
Yeah, no, it's incredibly nauseating, and I have less than zero interest in seeing that whatsoever. All right, coming up next on the show, he's been touring the nation, but why? We'll tackle that why, and we'll do it next when the most interactive sports radio show in the upstate continues. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Lonzo, I think I'm making friends over here. So the texter that said your ego and self-love will keep you out of all committed relationships. There's no room in your life for another. The same guy continues, I've been married 43 years and you are so and you are so self-aggrandizing and a name dropper. It's all about you, buddy. I feel sorry for any woman that dates you. And, sir, I feel sorry that you are locked and loaded to this show on a daily basis that you can't help but listen to. I appreciate you. And I appreciate the fact that you'll listen tomorrow, the next day, and the day after that. So thank you so much for staying locked and loaded to the show.
But congratulations on being married for that amount of time. That's awesome.
Yeah, you don't get congrats from me when you throw me under the bus like that.
Well, he's obviously listening to the show for me, so that's why I'm congratulating you.
Oh, there you go. There you go. I got it. And by the way, Penny says, offsides, a man is so sexy with salt and pepper hair. You hear that, Lonzo? I'm sexy. She didn't say I was sexy, but I'm going to take that text and I'm going to say, I am sexy because I am becoming more and more white. I don't even know what my hair color is anymore. Is it more brown? Is it more white? I have no earthly idea. I have no earthly idea. And I've thought about dyeing it. I've thought about kind of throwing some color in there. And Penny says, absolutely not.
You know, they have that thing where you can gradually brush. So you can just gradually, slowly change
it back. I would love it to be a point where no one would notice that I did something. You know what I mean? Like where it was just a little bit to where.
That's the way to go. Slowly start making the stuff around your temple.
Yeah, but then one day when it's all gone, people are going to be like, "Wait a minute, well, didn't you have white hair a month ago?" Right? I mean, I don't know. I think you want to leave some white. I definitely think you do. All right. 1-844-477-3776. John Clark emails the show. Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan at ESPNUpstate.com. I've said it 100 times. If you can't win at Florida, you can't win at South Carolina. It's a matter of time before the true colors of somebody he calls Muschump, Will Muschump, shows. So there you go. Look, Will Muschamp has the second best winning percentage through his first 4 years of any coach in South Carolina history. Only one better than him, Steve Spurrier. I think you've got to give him credit for that. I teased before the break he's been touring the nation, but the why is interesting. I don't know why Dabo Swinney went from seeing a Rockets game in Houston to the Toronto Raptors game in Toronto being filmed playing on the Raptors court. I don't know why he then was shot with Joe Maddon in the Chicago Cubs clubhouse. And I don't know why he threw out the first pitch of a Milwaukee Brewers game. But I don't understand the motivation behind him doing a tour of sports with all his sons. It's a great father-son bonding experience. But I'll tell you, whether this was the reason he did this or not, it accomplishes something else and it continues what I've been saying. Clemson is writing the book on building a brand. And you heard this last week when I said they're the number one national brand in all of college football. It's, you know, everything that they're doing is continuing to further their brand. What did Dabo Swinney do by traveling all around and being featured and shown when they show the celebrities at the different NBA games? They show Dabo Swinney among the here's Emilia Clarke. She plays Daenerys Targaryen, the mother of dragons in Game of Thrones. And now here's Dabo Swinney. He's mentioned among the biggest celebrities in the country right now. And each time he does that, and each time he's seen and viewed and throwing out the first pitch and hanging out with Joe Maddon at the Cubs game, it further builds the brand and establishes Dabo Swinney as the it coach in college football. And it further establishes the Clemson brand as the cool brand, as the it school in all of college football. Why is it that coaches clamor to coach Team USA, the dream team, in the Olympics? Because they know if you Greg Popovich is the new coach, took over from Coach K. Coach K knew that it was going to help his Duke Blue Devils. Coach Popovich knows that it's going to help his San Antonio Spurs.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.